Hi, Abram. Thanks for talking to KBOO. Besides crafting delicious cider, you've had a hectic summer, it sounds like. How does fall find Abram Goldman Armstrong doing?
We're out picking apples, so that's my favorite part of the year because the traditional English cider apples that we use that we pick out in Yamhill County are ripe, and so we just picked a bunch of those on Sunday and getting ready to press cider for next year. So that part's really good.
So I'm going to do a little backtracking here. The May 1st brawl that occurred between Cider Riot patrons and members of Patriot Prayer sparked strong reactions from the community. Can you tell us your observations of how events unfolded?
Yeah, the alt-right, Patriot Prayer, and these guys have been targeting us and harassing us for quite some time because we are known as a safe space for people from all kinds of backgrounds, you know, different community organizations, a lot of labor activist folks, you know, anti-fascist activist folks, different community organizations that gathered there, and we're having a nice social hour sort of a thing, and had some bands playing later that evening. And basically, the Patriot Prayer guys had... They'd said multiple times in the past that they would be, you know, coming by to attack us and coming by to intimidate us. And so, you know, they had said that they were going to do that day. And we said, well, you know, maybe they'll actually turn up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in the past, they, you know, hadn't really been anything. So we really weren't prepared for the full-on onslaught when they came and, like, had body armor and, you know, weapons, batons and things like that, and surrounded our patio. And, you know, folks in the patio were pretty concerned that they were coming. They got word on the street that these guys were coming down the road. And so, you know, people put on protective eyewear and bandanas and things. And then, basically the Patriot Prayer and their allies surrounded the patio and started macing our customers on private property, on our property. And basically that's the beginning of a really chaotic scene. And you know, I tried to see to people's getting the mace washed out of their eyes and things like that in the cidery. And it was just a really chaotic scene. The cops were reportedly down the road in full-on riot gear and didn't show up when we called them. You know, we know that some of our neighbors called them, folks from neighboring businesses called them, and they did not respond until well after the Patriot Prayer and friends had caused chaos and attacked one of my customers with a baton and then eventually left.
In your opinion, how do you feel that direct action groups such as Antifa, do you feel that they are effective at bringing awareness to the public versus perhaps escalating paranoia or sensation? And conversely, do events such as this incident help far-right groups, do you feel, such as Patriot Prayer or Proud Boys, recruit by giving publicity to the cause, to their cause?
I think that, you know, if we hadn't had people who were willing to do direct action and put their bodies in the way of these guys, we wouldn't have a pub anymore. These guys were intent on attacking us and doing damage. It's really important. I mean, you look historically at groups that opposed fascists in earlier times, and without physical opposition to these guys, you would not see them fall apart. Patriot Prayer are the ones who, you know, are advocating for people to put false reports against our business on Google, on Facebook, and then also again, you know, with the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, which, you know, now we have them, you know, breathing down our neck because of what occurred on May Day, because they're relying heavily on these falsified reports from followers of Patriot Prayer. And, you know, the things that we're getting attacked with are blatantly anti-Semitic. They're very homophobic, you know, and these people, they claim we're not Nazis. And it's like, well, you clearly hang out with some people that have these views. Whether you share their views or not, you're encouraging them to attack us. You're encouraging them to apply these homophobic and anti-Semitic remarks to us. And it's quite disturbing that that's their idea of free speech and discourse. You know, I think that those are things that they claim to like, but they don't really care about free speech. They don't care about my free speech as a citizen of Portland and as somebody to be able to try and pursue my rights to, you know, a way to be able to make a living and have a safe space for people to gather for their free speech. You know, they just care about being able to intimidate and shut down free speech of
Abram,
anybody.
I'm going to stop you for just a second there. Cider Riot has garnered quite a reputation as being kind of a hangout for anti-fascist groups, labor groups, different grassroots organizations. Can you tell me a little bit about how that has come about?
We, you know, started out making cider in my garage back in 2013. We opened our pub just down the road from KBOO here on 8th and Cooch in August of 2016. And we've had various groups, you know, coming in to use our meeting rooms. We like to be a center for community gatherings. And, you know, we've got a lot of great folks coming in and from different organizations, be they Democratic Socialists, be they workers unions. You know, the Burgerville Workers Union are again in the news right now. They have had, you know, meetings there. We've had groups of, you know, people that are driving for Lyft and Uber trying to talk about how to, you know, maybe organize in that space. Having meetings in the pub, and that's something that we're really, you know, proud to be a space for folks to come. Basically, we don't have a good, you know, solid home for folks. And so we're happy to provide that space.
Abram, back in September, a Multnomah County judge ruled that Joey Gibson's trial stay in Multnomah County despite an appeal for a change of venue. Do you have any comments on that?
I mean, I'm not surprised. I think that was an unreasonable ask. You know, we definitely haven't benefited from the media coverage here any more than Gibson. I think that's a fair assessment on the judge's part, because it's you know, there's plenty of negative coverage that's affected my business from local media, and that's what Gibson was claiming. There was this bias against him because of media coverage, and you know, he's coming into Multnomah County to bring his armed dragoons to attack us. You know, that's where you should do the you know, you do the time where you do the crime, I think, is the street slang of,
yeah,
you know,
I think that sounds fair. Definitely. Abram, on that note, Cider Riot is for sale. You've stated that there is no correlation between the pending lawsuit and the business selling. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You know, when we expanded out of the garage, we expected to really grow our distribution, and just haven't seen it materialize over the years. We spent all of our budget on the build out and just haven't had the funds to conduct a really big marketing campaign. So we're hoping to attract some new investors that will come on board and have the wherewithal and know-how to get our cider out there and get it into some of these chain stores. So,
Abram, I'd like to thank you so much for speaking with KBOO. Do you have anything else you'd like to impart to our listeners?
Yeah, I guess I would just invite folks to join us on Saturday. We're hosting the Fall Color Cider Festival, which is going to be all ciders that we've made that have won gold, silver, or bronze medals. We're kicking that off at 6 p.m. just in time to see the Timbers match in the playoffs there, and then we'll have the special tap list going on all evening Saturday the 19th here. So
okay, well, we've been chatting with Abram Goldman Armstrong, the owner of Cider Riot Cider House. For KBOO Evening News, I'm Jeffrey Wade.